NBC and the Des Moines Register did, and that is your mind made up or could you be persuaded to support another candidate? 52% of Republican caucus goers, a majority, could be persuaded. So that's what you got to do. You got to persuade people, hey, don't vote for that guy, vote for me.
Well, that's right, Steve, and I'll acknowledge there's a big gap between the front runner, Donald Trump, right, and everybody else. But I just came back from Iowa at the state fair, and on the ground, they're reflecting that poll that they're open to a change. They understand the challenge of winning with Donald Trump at the head of the ticket. It's going to be gradual before that changes, but I expect this fall and winter, you'll see some changes in those numbers.
That's Asa Hutchison, one of the gang of eight that'll be on the stage tonight in Milwaukee. Stick around. We'll get you set for a busy, busy 8 o'clock hour as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Wednesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. I will be live from Milwaukee on the day of the big Republican debate. We're going to break down everything surrounding the eight guys, I guess seven guys and one girl, who will be on the stage.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots from my favorite luxury boutique hotel in Las Vegas, the Ahern Hotel on Sahara, just west of the Strip. Ahern is the place for conservatives and conservative events in Vegas. It's my home away from home. Did you know Ahern Hotel is a modern boutique hotel with 28,000 square feet of meeting space, restaurants, and event and conference space? The hotel is also non-gaming, non-smoking, and has no resort fees or parking fees. Ahern Hotel is perfect for parties of all sizes, from intimate to extravagant, whether it's a luncheon, cocktail, social, holiday feast, or company party. You can even buy out the entire hotel for one flat rate. You and your guests will have access to all the hotel has to offer: rooms and suites, event spaces, the pool, and unlimited food and drinks for a limited time. If you'd like to get a free gift and invitations to special events at the Atomo Restaurant, the Comedy Club, or Chef Joel's Steakhouse, all you have to do is text WAR to 26786. Just text WAR to 26786 right now. Ahern Hotel.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man.
Why is it important when it comes to elections
We've seen over and over again here in Nevada how elections have consequences, in some cases really bad consequences. We have seen that in the 82nd Nevada legislature and elsewhere. We're gonna be joined by somebody who's getting ready to jump into the arena, Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q. He is a candidate for Congress in CD1. He will be announcing tomorrow, but we're going to get a preview with Ron Quince. He will join us coming up in the next hour. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
You covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310. For the right price, call ProPrice.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. And now, there are four. As of today, India, the fourth country to land on the moon.
This is an extraordinary feat for India's ambitious space program. It is now in an elite class of space explorers, the only country in the world to make it to the South Pole of the moon, a region that gets little to no sunlight, but scientists believe could have ancient pockets of ice water. This mission was decades in the making and has catapulted India's position in the global space race.
The BBC's Samira Hussein. Tonight's the night, Milwaukee the place. The Wisconsin city is hosting the first Republican presidential candidates debate of the 2024 election season.
Nine GOP candidates qualified for the debate, but only eight will be on stage this evening. Pointing to his large lead in the polls, Donald Trump will not participate. The other eight, especially those polling in the low single digits, hope to grab more of the spotlight and create a breakout moment during the two-hour debate. A few candidates who did not meet the RNC's donor and polling requirements are blasting the process as corrupt and rigged. Greg Clugston, Washington.
New poll finds that many Americans have serious concerns about the safety of COVID-19 vaccines.
About a third of those responding to a poll by KFF say they believe the COVID-19 vaccine, quote, caused thousands of sudden deaths in otherwise healthy people. 10% said the statement was definitely true. 23% say it's probably true. About a quarter of respondents say vaccinations against the measles, mumps, and rubella can lead to autism in children. Bob Agnew reported.
Parts of the country's midsection are sweltering. They're seeing some of the hottest temperatures of the summer so far. On Wall Street, the Dow up 123 points. The NASDAQ ahead 184 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. No joy in Mudville, or in this case, Henderson, as the dream of a Little League World Series for the Henderson team All-Stars has come to an end. They were eliminated by the Southeast Region champion from Nolensville, Tennessee yesterday, 2-1. Henderson, just the second team in Nevada history to qualify for the Little League World Series following Mountain Ridge. The Mountain Ridge Little League team did it back in 2014. WNBA's reigning MVP, dominant from the get-go, leading the Las Vegas Aces to a 112-100 road win over the Atlanta Dream. Asia Wilson, she shot 16 of 23 from the field, made 20 of 21 from the free throw line to tie the league's single-game scoring record at 53 points. She also added 7 rebounds and 4 block shots for good measure. The 29-4 Aces continue their 4-game road trip tomorrow against the Chicago Sky. With this past July being one of the hottest months on record for Las Vegas, many expected their power bills to be high, but maybe not this high. NV Energy officials say the average bill for a single-family home last month was $376, $188 for an apartment. That's higher than power company officials were guesstimating. Energy officials say increased demand and higher energy costs resulted in those higher power bills. The utility says it had to buy more than 30% of its energy from the open market, where the costs were 15% higher than the same time last year. Meanwhile, NV Energy is giving you a bit of your money back. The utility has filed a rate decrease with the Public Utilities Commission that will take effect in October, run through the end of the year. The average decrease for Southern Nevada customers, just more than 1%, reducing a single-family residential bill by $1.20 a month. The rate decreased, the first one in the last 5 quarters for NV Energy. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
A little bit slower than usual on the drive in from the Henderson area along the Beltway. 215 westbound before Las Vegas Boulevard is where the reported accident is. Westbound 215 before Las Vegas Boulevard. Still clearing up one near the Spaghetti Bowl. What's left of it is one car on the right shoulder on 95 southbound at Rancho. Moving along safely on I-15 now, and no problems to report on Summerlin Parkway in the way of accidents. Still picking up after one on the east side at Desert Inn and Paradise. Got a slight chance of showers, about 10% before 5 o'clock this evening. Otherwise, it's going to be sunny with temperatures returning to the mid-90s. 81 degrees right now at the airport. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settle. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is... I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
I'm the king of the world!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number 3, live and local. Good to have you with us for this Wednesday. It's an historic Wednesday. We've got a presidential debate coming up tonight. Tomorrow, the former president, Donald J. Trump, will surrender to authorities in Fulton County, Georgia. We got all kinds of stuff going on. And believe it or not, we've got elections coming up here in Nevada, and they're going to be here before you know it. I know that he had promised that he would, when he was ready to make an announcement, that he would stop by and join us on the program. We're talking about Ron Quince, who now we understand is going to be a candidate for Congress in CD1. Ron Quince joins us. Ron Q, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Kevin. How are you?
I am good. You've got a big do coming up tomorrow at the Ahern at 10 a.m. Can you talk a little bit about what you're going to be talking about at 10 a.m. tomorrow at the Ahern?
Sure, absolutely. Tomorrow I'm going to formally announce my candidacy. And, of course, we're going to talk about issues that's going on in this country, both locally and national. And, of course, you know, I want to talk about more like the economics, what's going on right now in our country, public safety, which is what's going on about the mob group that they call Defund the Police. And, of course, we're going to talk about my school platform that makes sure our children getting the right education.
I want to ask you, we all know that elections have consequences. The narrow margin for Republicans in the House of Representatives is going to be on the line in November of 2024. And I guess my question is, why is it important that people get out, support a candidate, get out and vote, support candidates? Why is that important in this election coming up?
That's a great question, Kevin. It's very important for everybody to come out and vote because you guys, everybody sees what's going on in this country. We have a high inflation rate. Our school system is awful. Public safety, you know, people are getting mugged, getting robbed, and we didn't give enough tools for the police to come out and help them out as far as doing their job. And of course, last but not the least, is the border. You know, we have so many migrants coming in this country. We don't even know if they're, you know, we don't know what their background is. You know, usually when you go to an immigration process to come to this country, they will check everything, even your family history. But right now we have migrants coming in the borders and we don't even know where they came from.
I want to talk
about the safety of America.
I want to ask you about something because I think this is going to be a major factor in who gets elected, whether Dina Titus gets reelected or whether she is sent to retirement. And that is this teacher's mess with I guess the union is going to have a big session on the 26th to let the teachers know what their options are. What kind of role does the federal government have in education of our kids?
Well, there's a lot of roles, Kevin. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, federal government has to do is, of course, increase the teacher's salary because, you know, teachers are the second most important people in our children's life. You know, they're the one that actually sees most of the children here in Nevada. They see the teachers more than they see their parents because the parents are working. The problem that we have right now, Kevin, is we have a state legislature that actually just put a, you know, that does not support any of these programs. You know, fortunately, that Joe Lombardo found a solution for the Opportunity Scholarship for 2023 for this year. But the problem is that's just like a Band-Aid. We're not solving the problem. Well, when I become a congressman, this is what the first thing I would do. I would fight a bill. I would fight a bill so that's where we can have a good teachers program, work with the local state officials to make sure that's implemented. And last but not the least is I would present a bill to give a voucher for school choice.
Now, let me just ask you, Democrats won't let that get through at all. They, in the 82nd Nevada legislature, they just ignored school choice. And they essentially said, we're not going to do anything about it. They had a chance to do something about it a couple of 3 weeks ago, and they turned it down on a party line vote. What is it that a congressman can do to help either circumvent the legislative branch of government and maybe go to an initiative. Is there something that a federal official can do that these local officials can't do?
Absolutely. First thing a federal elected congressman needs to do, or a congressman or congresswoman, what they need to do is first they pass a bill in Washington D.C. Then after they present that bill, they need to go to their constituents in their local area, such as, you know, right now it's so hard because we have a Democratic heavy in the House and heavy in the Senate. You know, we're fortunate enough that we have Governor Lombardo and Lieutenant Governor Sarvas, you know, being a Republican. The problem is we need to present a plan that it actually can cross, you know, in the middle aisle. And what happens, like we have a heavy Democratic federal representative, you know, of course they ignore that. Dina Passes ignore that all day long, right? And then now we have the heavy Democratic Nevada legislature. You know, they can do whatever they want, whatever they please. As a matter of fact, you know, it doesn't matter if we have a Republican that actually passed a bill because we're so outnumbered in the state of Nevada, that bill doesn't even get presented at all. So when I'm elected, what I would make sure is I would lobby to talk to every single state legislature representative that this is it, you know. Forget about the past. Let's go move in the future, you know. I have kids of my own. I want to make sure that I'm actually a product of a public school. I want to make sure that, you know what, my children have the same opportunity, and I would fight for that. And, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of people will, you know, a lot of Nevada representatives will not listen, but if I convince their voters to call them, I'm pretty sure they will listen, because if not, they'll be looking for a job in the next election.
Isn't that the truth? Ron Quince joining us, candidate for Congress in CD1. He'll become an official candidate tomorrow at the Ahern, a 10 a.m. appearance there. I talk to a lot of people, Ron, on air, off air, and in talking about the issues that matter to voters. And one of the things I hear a lot is public safety. Do you hear that? I know you've been out doing a lot of listening in CD1. Is that what you're finding, that public safety is a major issue?
Oh, absolutely. You know what? Unfortunately, 2 days ago, I was actually a victim of a crime. I was having lunch with a bunch of my friends coming from a different state, I would probably say they're my college friends. We went to Town Square, got there at 5:30, and then I just found out that actually someone broke into my car and stole my computer.
Oh, no.
And what happened was, of course, we called 911. You know, since we're so shorthanded of that, you know, and the state legislature doing the defund the police, I was on hold for 10 minutes. And then after I finally got through, they said, well, because it's such an it's a non-crime, I would probably say, incident, so now I have to go to the police station, which is, it happens during after hours. So what I end up is I end up filing the police report the next day. The problem that we have right now is that I'm not blaming the police, and I'm not blaming the first responder. I'm not blaming the 911 operator. The problem that we have right now is that defund the police, or the Democratic Party keeps pushing on, you know, instead of us helping them. Now we're making it hard for them to do the job. The morale is down. And all that defund the police effort that they have been saying have failed. So many levels. It doesn't matter if they broke into your car. It doesn't matter if it's a murder. It doesn't matter if it's just a petty theft. You know, it's just bad, because I would go to Walmart and I would see people that actually steal things, you know, less than $1,200. And they know that it's less than $1,200, and they don't get prosecuted for it. And I don't believe in that no bail policy that the state legislature is doing, because you know what happened? This criminal, you got them. The police do their job, arrest this person, put him in jail, right? The judge do their job to sentence this person, and then their hands are tied, because the next day they were out again. And do you think these people are not going to do the same crime all over again? You know, so that is the most important things that we need to do. It's not like back in the days, I would probably say 20 years ago, that we can unlock, you know, we can go into our car, doors unlocked, we can leave our house unlocked, you know, because we have neighbors that's actually watching. Now, for some reason, We need to bring the public safety back. We need to have the community to be aware of what's going on around us. You know, we need to provide education for individuals, single mother, single person, that actually out there with their car working, especially with the dark, something work late, parking lot is not well lit. So we have to find a way to help our police, our first responders, to do their jobs, give them more support. You know, because what happened was the criminal gets in, the judge do their thing, but once they get in, they're going to be like, oh, okay, you know, we have to let them go because of the policies that you know, that the state legislature have provided. So one of the things that we need to do is, first thing that I become a congressman, I'm going to make sure we're not going to defund the police. We're supposed to help them because they're the ones actually helping everybody, you know, as far as the safety of the community in the neighborhood. We got to put all these people, the criminals, out of the streets and let them stay there.
Ron, let me ask you, whenever you embark on something like this, there's an obvious path to victory. Have you carved out what that path to victory is going to be like as you look at CD1? What's the makeup of the electorate? Is it Democrat? Is it Republican? Is it independent? What does the path to victory look like for Ron Quince?
The path to victory in CD1, first, it's actually +4 Democrats, but we do have a lot. We have 11,000 registered independents. And, of course, independents used to be Democrats, but they didn't like the party. Some of them used to be Republican, but didn't like the party. What we need to do is, practically, at the end of the day, I'm going to talk to them about the American values, because it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, you know, independent, nonpartisan. We have the American values, which is, that's family, faith, and freedom. And if they understood that, that is our path for victory. Because Dina Titus, or Dina Taxas, what everybody calls her, she's already the past. You know, the past is not working, Kevin. You and I know that. You know, it's just like a lesson of life, right? We have to go to the path of something new, something better. And I believe that I am the future to make these things better in the Southern Nevada.
What do you need? There are a lot of people listening, a lot of people that are probably who live or work in CD1 who are saying, that was Ron Quince, interesting guy. I'd like to help him. What is it you need from my listeners right now today?
What I need from your listeners, one is, I want to invite everybody to come to my formal campaign kickoff tomorrow at Ahern. It will be at 10 a.m. Of course, you know, I need help, volunteers and donation. You can donate at my website, which is ronqfouryou.com. That's ronqfouryou.com. And doesn't matter if it's $5, $10, you know, help me. And of course, last but not the least is, of course, I want, you know, if you have any concern, you can always send me an email, which is, tab on my website, and you can also personally call me, which is 702-592-7484. And I need everybody's support. I know this is my candidacy, but I need anybody that's in CD1 to help me and fire Dina Titus. And that's the best way for us to have a better America, a better Southern Nevada. The way I look at it, things are not going well, and it's going to get worse, folks, you know. Don't be sitting around and saying that, you know what, you have a choice right now. You have an opportunity to make a difference. And if you just sat around, didn't vote, didn't come out and vote, didn't pick the right candidate who actually can beat Dina Taxas, then, you know, don't blame yourself at the end of the day. Everybody, you know, the beauty about America, we have the choice, right?
Are you to the point, Ron, where you need volunteers, you need people with yard signs? What is it you need that way?
Well, right now, practically, I need volunteers. We already have yard signs that they can put in their house. Most association, my district is mostly heavy homeowner association, but they are okay if you just put one yard sign per election cycle. And you can just go to my website and call me, and we'll be glad to deliver that and you know, and help me talk to your friends and your family to spread the message that, you know, I'm not some career politician. I'm actually just like one of you, and I want to lead us so that's where we can have a better Nevada.
Well, can I tell you, I want to thank you because I know you had told me, you said, hey, when I'm ready to announce something, I'll come on the show and I'll talk about it. You were true to your word. Thank you, my friend. Safe travels as you traverse CD1. Best of luck, and we'll talk again.